All right, today's learning Shmuel Nitzchus Chaim Lutz Rav Shai Meisha Anil Rivka Meisus Meisha Israel Sroma Nachem Ar Meisha Bishchus Fu Shleima Chaim Meisha Malki Anis Ben Tzara Miriam Bracha Bas Sara Malka Bishchus all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So continuing on over here in Simon Reish Gimel, primarily we're discussing the Halachas of Bayer Pri Adama. Well, up to Sif Zayin. Sif Zayin says the Mechaber Besamim Shechukim Umaravim in Sukkar. They take Besamim and you mix it with sugar, habesamim ikar, mevarach lahem kedin, birchatz oseh besamim. Whatever the bracha of that besamim should be, that is the bracha you make. It doesn't change the bracha. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Shchukim heinu, af kashem shchukim in the meichel lagamri, even though they're completely ground up. Ache nika behem tarim rishon klal, you don't even recognize them. Afilach elay nishtanis birchasin ayideze lekulam, the derech habesamim lichtash beifin zeh, these things that you smell, that is the bracha that you make, and therefore it doesn't change it. It's not so practical. I don't think we do this so much today, so we'll just go through it quickly. Even if the sukkah was the rive and the besamim was the limited amount, fulbar, I don't know what that is. Shema arvin sukkah harbe im ingber with the kotish with ground up ginger filahache ingber ikker but sukkah is the tuffle and lehen the ain barak lamatka ev ain levarich alof and therefore you don't make a bracha on the sugar or the honey or whatever else it is mixed with. And typically the bracha, now if you're eating this, that's why you're mixing it with sugar. Likely it would be a shahakal, but unless certain kinds of besamim, like we said, ingbert, that would come back to being a hadama. So whatever the case is we discuss, till now, that is the bracha that remains. Right? I don't think that's a very common food that we eat today. Let's see the mechaber sif ches. Tzanayin, radish. Mevarach alef bayir pri adama, you make a bayir pri adama. The obvious question is, what's the chiddush that we make a bracha hadama on radish, right? It grows in the ground, and why else should it be anything but Adamas? So let's see, Mishaburot 9. The Afalgav the Seifel Hakshaske 8. If you take radish and you leave it in the ground to keep growing, eventually it turns into a hard piece of wood. It does not stay a soft vegetable. Ki im tol shavita, unless you pick it in time, then it does not. It ends up becoming wood. Afilahacha Mevarchan al Bayir Pri Adama. So still you make a Bayir Pri Adama. Now, why would I think otherwise? Because as we said, right, that fruit that eventually grow, you have to pick it unripe, and if you leave it on the tree, it grows into something that it's not. It lost its ha'etz for sure, became adama, if it lost its adama. So you would think that perhaps the same thing over here. So the Mechaber is telling us, no, why? The nati inish adaitel achlik shirach, what's the whole reason that you plant it? You plant it to pick it at this time. So it's not that it's not ripe yet, this is actually the ripe stage. You're leaving it on, that's where it gets ruined. Now, if you would leave it to grow that long that it turns into wood, Bayadam says that it would not even, you wouldn't make any bracha on it because it's like biting into wood. Which is very bitter. I'm not sure what kind of radish this was. He doesn't even get a shahakal. He brings down over here the Sefer Nishmas Adam that, like I said, that it doesn't, I'm not sure what kind of tzlein is this. The radishes are grown in Eretz Yisrael, which are similar to the radishes that we grow here. This is not the case. We eat them raw, and it definitely, by Hasidim, it's a very common food to have Friday night by the meal. So if you didn't wash and you're eating this regular, it would be a shahakal, another interesting halacha that you have to know by radishes. You're not supposed to salt the whole plate at a time because it looks like ma'abed, the malacha ma'abed. So we only salt the piece that we're going to be eating if you do eat it on Shabbos. Amnon agraz b'simen reish hei mechiach mechak yaikiv the mekom makom evarach alof bayir pri adama. The graz says that even those that are very bitter, that the chayadim said and the nishmas adam said, drops down into a shahakel, he disagrees and says that it should be a hadama. Now, interesting, what's the halacha if we eat raw onions or raw garlic? You enjoy it. You like raw garlic. nobody's going to talk to you afterwards. But and the Rav did speak about this, that if you do eat onions in the morning, you should make sure to mouthwash. If not, you're even about to shak. So, but that's not a brachas shaila. That's a being a mensch shaila. But anyway, going back over here, if you eat garlic or raw, right? So in the Sharetzin, he brings down that you should make a shahakal on that, since that's not the usual way of eating it. It's usually just eaten in other foods to flavor them, or eaten roasted or things like that. But if it's eaten raw, it's not really the way to eat it. Okay, let's go to Siman Reish Dalet. Now we're going to get into other dinei habrachas liyesem achalim, brachas on other foods. We'll get started over here. Chaim is going to give us a long list of foods, and we will start going through them. I don't think we'll finish the whole thing today, the whole list, but we'll start with it. Okay. Al davash ein gedulei min haaretz, something that does not grow from the ground. So we're no longer talking about vegetables. We're not talking about fruit. Right. Keep going. Besar behema, meat of a animal. Chaya of a behema is a domesticated animal. Chaya is a wild animal, one of the kosher wild animals. Va'oif or birds. Dogim, fish, bayim, eggs, chalav, milk, vina, cheese. Okay. The bread that started getting spoiled. Now, we'll read the halacha. Not so sure how much this applies today. I discussed it a little bit with the Rav this morning. Most of us, once bread is slightly moldy or slightly hard, we throw it out and we don't eat it. It's actually very negeya to this week, where we put out the bread for the birds, right? You're not allowed to put out animal food, the Rav mentioned, to food that's roi for achilas adam. So if we are putting out bread that they, the Svarim write that today, because once bread is slightly hard, we throw it out, we don't eat it. So you should be putting out bread that you're not going to eat anymore, because that's already not meichel adam. You shouldn't put out, I digress, but we shouldn't put out to the birds bread that you're going to eat, or to take the crumbs on the bottom of the bag, which you wouldn't have eaten anyway. V'tavshol shenishtana tzurasev in iskalkal, any cooked food that even if initially was a different bracha, but it already lost its color and started spoiling. Okay, the noivlois and noivlois already had previously shame tomorrow shabishlam usraf from the yavshu. They were these dates that they got burnt on the tree from the sun, or they dried out and they're not really very good anymore. Goiva, which is grasshoppers, for those that eat kosher grasshoppers. Valamelech, salt. Valmeimelech, salt water. Valamarak, which I believe is soup. Valkmein is upitrius, is types of butter. Valkoira, which is koira, no, I'm not remembering it. Koira, I believe, is some sort of radish, or is it leeks? David, leeks?
I think Rosh Hashanah, Cairo's
Okay.
leak.
Leeks, okay? All these things. So all these things we'll see are a shahakal. So let's do them. Let's pause over here. And the Mirma actually says that the kaira is the rach and the toisef be'ilam achal shana shekaram palmito. This is the soft part that gets added to the trees each year. And the Torah says these are the leaves of the date tree. Okay. So that's what kaira is. Okay. Let's see the Mishabura on this. So the end of this sif, the Mechaber is going to tell us that all these things are shahakal. But before we turn the page, let's do the Mishabura on this, and then Mitzvah Hashem on Monday we will continue with some. If unless we have time today, we'll continue with some of the other items.
Or
Upasha ipsha.
tomorrow.
I'm sorry. Tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday. Today's Wednesday. Upasha ipsha. All right. Bread that started spoiling. It got slightly ruined because of it. The ilan because of it's completely ruined. We don't make any bracha, as we'll see shortly when it comes to cooked items. So it's very interesting over here. And generally, it's not the way we look at things. It's a combination. We're basically these three statuses. This food as it is, David. This food as it is, this food that's slightly spoiled, and this food that's totally spoiled. So if it's slightly spoiled, it goes from its regular bracha to shahakal. If it's totally spoiled, you don't even make a bracha on it. That's not right. Now, it could be applicable. You're traveling, you have food that's starting to go, or unfortunately, people who are aniyim, and they're not going to throw out this food. But the truth of the matter is, most cases, we're either going to eat it or we're not going to eat it. There's very little of this situation that it's slightly spoiled. Yes, maybe you have rice that you made one night and you're warming it up the next day. It's not as good as the night before, but that's not spoiled, right? It's still food that you're going to eat. So that wouldn't change the bracha. So I think it's very hard, b'zman hazeh, that we're going to have these three statuses. We either eat it or we don't eat it. Once it's slightly spoiled, we don't eat it. So I don't know really if we have these three statuses, but if we do, that would be the halacha. And the skalko Mary Gam came to, so we said also tafshil. Mary Gam came to the skalko tzas v'loy lagamri, not completely. The lav hachi, because it's already not roi lachila, afil shahakal shayach lebrucha. You don't even make a shahakal. Shebishlam usrafam, that the date tree, they got ripened and then got burnt by the sun. Hey, no, they sreifas acham to the strong sun. Nispashlu, they ripened. Vnisyapshu, and they dried up. And the shtanel gurus, they become very bad. I am much kasu love simmerish base. We already had the sif test with shavuru bear alacha. What we wrote over there. Valagoyv on grasshoppers. Who mean chagav tahar? This is a kind of kosher grasshoppers. I think there are still some of the svardim that do eat certain types of grasshoppers. I think we don't.
Didn't you guys have it when you went to your dinner? Didn't you guys have it when you went to your dinner?
Which dinner?
You, whatever, talk about it after.
All right. No, I don't remember eating grasshoppers. Lafuke, we Rabbi Yehuda, the Amas Sham Mishne Koshi Min Klala, Shalak Klala Hem Boy, and Eim Avarchanel. Rabbi Yehuda says you don't make a bracha on these. But if we were going to eat grasshoppers, and the Sheikh is going to come, and we're no longer going to have a question which grasshoppers are kosher or not, we're going to start eating kosher grasshoppers. They are going to be a shahakal, definitely be an upgrade by the Kadesh Meshul. Even though normally we don't eat salt, and something you don't have enough from, you don't make a bracha. But lemaisa, if you're enjoying it, there are people who like licking the salt. By the salt on the challah board, I usually finish it up. My doctor says it's not good for me, but I do. So when he says over here that on soup you make a shahakal, that's a meat soup or a chicken soup, because on a vegetable soup we already went through a whole sugya. Should they be hadama? So the difference between kameim and pitrius, one of them grows under the ground, and the pitrios grow above the ground. Shuarach shel dekel, from a date tree. Kishanofav gedelim chol shana. So you look at a date tree, every year it grows a new set of leaves on the top, and you have to cut off the old set of the leaves. Hanoisa b'shana zoi rach b'chazel achila u'b'shana shia miskasha v'naisik eitz. You look at the pieces that come up, the sides of the tree. The top uppermost pieces are still soft and they're edible each year. Then they turn hard and a new layer comes up and a new sets of leaves come out of over there. And the toys of Africa, the Gedulim and Aretz, even though they grow from the ground, so why are they shahakal? I feel a hachal, I'm a varchan, I feel a bayer priyadama. We don't even make a bayer priyadama, el a shahakal, only shahakal. Why? The loy not in she'il and a daitel a mechlas a kairish yurach. Nobody plants the tree for this. The memayat ant feilin, because when you do this, it's not good for the tree. You leave them on so they should harden, and the tree should grow a new set of branches, and it should grow more fruit. You have these kind of legumes that you would plant in your garden, and they be eaten raw. Even though it's just on the stalks, because that's what they're grown for. Those that grow wild, not wild, it goes in the large fields. There they were left to dry, and then you would cook them. Then you would only make a shahakal. So basically, this concept of what did you plant it for is situational in each case. It's not one size fits all. So the people who would grow small amounts in their gardens, they were grown to eat them raw. So then when you eat them raw, you make hadama. The ones that were grown commercially in the large field, those were grown to be dried and cooked, not made to be eaten raw. So then if you're eating them raw, you're not eating them the way they were tended to, in Bishlan. But if you cook them, then it becomes a bayer pri hadama. However, Primogodim questions this, that if they are grown in order to be eaten raw. They're also grown in large amounts to dry them up. So then they're both acceptable reasons that they're grown for. So they argue with the Prima Gadim and they say, you can't just, you got to look at the bottom line is, what are they grown for? So if nobody really grows them in order to be eaten raw and you decide to eat raw, if you ask anybody who plants them in any situation, they say, we would never eat them raw. So then if you ate them raw, it would be a shackle. But over here, since it's grown both ways, the minig olam is to make a bracha shackle. On the linyan hasharvitin, these the stalks on them. Yesh deyes ben achrayim she'ochlam vadam loya kidneys. If you're eating them, sort of the, I don't know if it's a stalk or the shell. It's she'ochlam vadam loya kidneys. Mivarech leim boyer piyadomai shehakol. V'alkein tov l'chatchila. There's a question. Since do we only grow it for the legume or the bean that's in it, or do we grow it for that too? Okay. Alkein tov l'chatchila yizoy she'ochlam ima kidneys. You should eat it together. Mivarech le kidneys levad boyer piyadomai. V'lo yivarech oydal shavitin. V'meirich she'ochlam shavitin levad. If you're eating it alone, then yivarech shahakal, you should make a shahakal if you're eating them alone, since once it's a shayla, what you should do, so then you can't make a hadama since it's a shayla, and therefore the shahakal will satisfy even the shitas that hold that it's a hadama, the same concept that we've had many, many times. Okay, we'll continue with this list of items that are shahakal. We will continue tomorrow, because today is Wednesday.